Hi, I'm Sam. Welcome to my podcast, Medical Musings with Sam. This is all about living with chronic illness and finding the best way possible to live a life of faith and hope despite our diseases. Chronic illness is a part of our lives. It doesn't need to be all of our lives. That's the hope I want to give you as I share my story of a life that was turned upside down due to the diagnosis of a rare bone disease in 2014. My life today resembles nothing of what it was before. I was an executive manager living in the rat race, and I love that role. Today, I'm still living a fulfilled life. Different, yes, but so rewarding. I'm a writer, I'm a blogger, and I help people through my online support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. And if life wasn't busy enough, I'm now a podcaster. So grab a cuppa, find a comfy chair, and together, let's find life can still be full of wonderful and special moments. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam, and welcome to the very first podcast episode for 2023. Can you believe that? Happy New Year. It's 2023. I honestly can't quite believe that we're already here. Christmas seemed to fly by. Had a beautiful Christmas. But yeah, my goodness, a new year. It's here. It's absolutely here. A new year awaits. Will it be a good year? A difficult year? A happy year, a sad year, who knows? But one thing is certain, none of us really do know. And I guess that's what can make a new year exciting and can be full of anticipation, can't it? As I look back over my life, though, every year has had highs and lows. Mostly, my life's been exciting and exhilarating. And that even includes the past 12 years. They fall into that category despite my health failing me. Each year, no matter my circumstances, new opportunities to grow and learn, they've always presented, and I've always had a really deep sense of purpose. And particularly in the months, January, sort of February, I've always kind of, it's been full of planning and full of, I guess, dreaming and kind of carving out what was going to happen for the next 12 months. But as I approach this new year, I feel like I'm lacking that sense of anticipation that I usually have. Maybe it's because I'm in ridiculous pain due to the progression of my bone disease. Maybe it's because I have a looming diagnosis hanging over my head, which may be a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or something similar. And I'll find out more in coming weeks, and I will certainly let you know the outcome of that. But, you know, maybe it's just because the year feels like it's just more of the same lies ahead. Maybe because everything about my future does feel so uncertain, and the reality is that my body traps me in a world where I can't make plans for today, let alone for the year ahead. But you know what? The future can sound so depressing if I allow myself to continue thinking along that path. Dwelling on the uncertainties of life, that's going to stop me from daring to dream, daring to hope, daring to have faith that there could be something exciting and exhilarating around the corner. I absolutely love wall tapestries and, you know, the beautiful French wall tapestries. They're just gorgeous. And I have, and even English ones as well, the designs are all slightly different, but they're just so stunning. And I have a beautiful tapestry hanging above my bed. And it was a precious gift from my husband about 10 years ago, and it's called Romantic Memories. But if you ever looked closely at the back of one of those tapestries, generally, they are full of threads in a bit of a jumble, and it's really hard to make out what the image is from this viewpoint. But when you turn it over, it reveals a perfect picture. It makes sense, and unless it's abstract, of course, but let's assume it's a tranquil scene. The chaos of all those jumbled threads at the back is only half of the story, but they're necessary to reveal something beautiful. Do you know what? This is the same with our lives. Those tears, those disappointments, those missed opportunities, broken promises, all mixed with our times of laughter, new opportunities, friendship, love, hope, courage, these make our life tapestry. Together, they reveal something really special. My dad passed away just over a year and a half ago. But, you know, he left me with so many legacies. And one was the love of music. He used to sing a really simple gospel chorus, which has stayed with me since I was a little girl. And these are the words. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life. Our lives are beautiful. They might be messy and complex at the moment, but they are in the process of revealing something beautiful, something good, as we grow and sew our unique tapestry of life through varying experiences. There's also a quote from Martin Luther King, which I have shared quite a few times in my blog, but it's really appropriate for the message that I want to convey here too. And it's really simple. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. It's such a perfect New Year quote, isn't it? You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. And that's it. I just need to step into January 2023 and take each day, one day at a time, step by step. It's all any of us need to do. Step with confidence into the new year, knowing that all the messy threads thrown together as the backbone of our life's tapestry will reveal a complete picture. A picture that will eventually make sense of the chaos and the calm periods of the year ahead. You know, I believe ultimately God's in control of my life. I don't believe he causes difficult things to happen to me, but I do know by faith he gives me the strength, the resolve, and the ability to deal with the good, the bad, and the downright awful. It is an uncertain new year, but every new year is for everyone. Despite the uncertainties, I still want it to be a year filled with purpose, filled with love and joy, filled with strength to deal with the difficult times, filled with hope when things seem hopeless. This year, my blog turns 8, and my online support forum Medical Musings with Friends will be turning 6 on the 14th of January. Just before I started both of these ventures, I had a sense of losing purpose in my life due to my health. So often when I've been at the end of my resources and I felt like there is nothing more to life but the painful circumstances I've found myself in, so often this is the moment when amazing things, things beyond my wildest dreams are about to happen. In 2017, I just needed to be prepared to take a couple of steps, start the forum in faith, believe others would join, and not be afraid to submit an article to an online global magazine. Those two actions turn future years into purposeful and exciting days, weeks, and months. If you're sitting at home as this new year has started and you feel like you can't see ahead, please don't lose hope. You are not alone. Chronic illness can feel all-encompassing and does place huge limitations on our lives. I know, I understand. But it doesn't have to make us a prisoner. We do this to ourselves if we only dwell on what we can't do rather than on what we can do. Remember, chronic illness is a part of our life, but it's not all of our lives. Opportunities can present from the flicker of a quiet thought. Listen to your heart. Listen to those thoughts you think might be challenging you. Life can be exciting and amazing, even from the confines of your home. Don't be afraid to explore your ideas, even if you are scared and uncertain. The ideas which cause you to feel a little nervous and excited are often the ones worth pursuing. It means they're important to you. The details, the plans, the hopes, the dreams, the twists, the turns, they're going to reveal our 2023 life tapestry as we go. See where they will lead you. You may be wonderfully surprised. I'm going to put a little twist on Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote, one of my own. And it's quite simply this. You don't have to see the whole tapestry. You just have to make the first stitch. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm really looking forward to journeying through 2023 with you. I hope to do more episodes than I did last year. I hope to be able to interview some people as well along the way who are experiencing their own chronic illness journeys and finding ways to find purpose in their life. And so stay tuned, and let's hope that this year, for all of us, at the end of it, as we look back on it, will have been one full of purpose, full of excitement, full of anticipation, despite whatever challenges are ahead of us. We can do this. We've got this. We're not alone. We can do it together. Take care, everybody. I really look forward, as I said, to journeying with you through this new year. Happy New Year. Lots of love. Talk soon. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone, something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.